Welcome to the Nerd Party.
Hello and welcome to another special Between Takes episode of Missing Frames. I'm your host, Sean Eastridge. Is the Sundance 2020 coverage over? No. No, it's not. The madness continues today with some red carpet interviews. That's right, we got some more for you. And this time we're talking about The Climb. What is The Climb, you asked? Well, I'm so glad you did. It is a film written by and starring Michelangelo Covino and Kyle Marvin. And it's actually directed by Michael himself. How crazy is that? So what's it about? Well, Michael and Kyle play Michael and Kyle. That's the characters' names. And Kyle is getting married. He and his best friend and best man, Mike, embark on a bike ride to clear the sinuses when, out of nowhere, Mike reveals that he slept with Kyle's fiance. And that's really all you need to know about it. That's all I'm going to say about it, because the less you know going into it, the better. The film has so many fun little things going on. I don't want to ruin anything for you. So all you really need to know is that this movie is ridiculously funny, and it's odd and dark, and it's just a really interesting take on the whole idea of the bromance, quote unquote. But I got to attend the film's red carpet premiere at Sundance, and I chatted with the film's stars and with Michael and Kyle. Now, this whole screening, it was a big deal because they were simulcasting it, which basically meant they were broadcasting it and the Q&A in 10 different cities at the same time. I think it was the first time Sundance had ever done that, so that was exciting. But more exciting was the movie itself, and getting to chat with everybody about it before seeing the movie was a lot of fun. Now, the film will be getting a limited release on March 20th, I believe is what the date is. And you can follow them on Instagram at The Climb Film and keep up to date with all the stuff going on there. But let's kick off these interviews. We'll start with Danny Covino, who is actually Michael's real life sister, but she plays Kyle's sister in the movie. Are you confused yet? Because I'm always confused, not just by this, but in general. But you know what? It doesn't matter. Let's go ahead and push off with this first interview.
So early on, this started as a short, and it was just like a simple thing. It was like 7 minutes and things like that, so your character was not in it. Mm-mm. At what point did you first learn about the concept, and when did you learn that Michael wanted to turn it into a like full-length feature? How did you feel about that?
I knew that when they were making the short, I knew that's what their goal was, right? So they didn't have it written as a feature at that point. They kind of just had the short. They said, let's make it super simple, easy to shoot, no money, get our friends to just kind of help us do it, and let's try to get into Sundance.
That's awesome.
We did.
And it happened.
We did.
Yes.
And then they were like, when we were coming for Sundance, they were like, let's try to get this. Let's try to get money for this so we can make a feature. Mm-hmm. They didn't have it written at that point, but when we came, they just networked like crazy, met people and got financing, you know, Topics gave them the money to make the feature, and then we made the feature. I think they turned the script around in like, I want to say 2 months, don't quote me on that, but I think somewhere
I'm
around...
I'm quoting you on that. It's happening.
They'll probably tell you how long it took, but okay. it was a very short amount of time to write a feature film. And then we just started shooting not very long after that, and it's been a whirlwind ever since.
And were you so excited? You knew that you were getting a part. I heard you saying you knew you had a part in the movie, that they wrote it for you.
But was it
still kind of exciting to be like, yes, I get to be a part of this now?
Yeah. It was incredible. Yeah. I mean, they are two of the most talented guys I've ever met. I am biased, but they are
a little bit.
They're two of the most talented guys I've ever met, and they're freaking hilarious. And just to be a part of this in general is incredible. To see it grow has really been the most incredible experience, because I watched it go from a short film.
Yeah.
I watched them write it, and then I watched them put it into pre-production, and then I was there for shooting, and then I watched us premiere at Cannes. So it was just like, I've been involved from the short to the our premiere for our feature, and it's just been, life-changing.
So I've seen the trailer. I'm so excited to watch. I'm seeing
good.
It tonight,
oh,
so I'm
good.
Very excited. Your character is married to...
Not mine, so okay. The other sister is.
Gotcha.
I'm sort of like the... Just, I come in here and there with a few one-liner comic relief moments.
Gotcha.
So Mike plays Mike and Kyle plays Kyle.
Yeah.
Now we all sort of played heightened versions of ourselves.
Right.
So it's not that we're really married to these characters as that's who we are, but we have an aspect of each character in us, you know? So with my character, she's sort of just fun and loves everyone, and she's sort of, which is how I am in my family. I'm the youngest of four. Mike's my brother, my real life brother. And he sort of, you know, got a lot of personality. He's very strong, and I'm sort of just like the fun, like lighthearted, easy, love everyone person. So I think that's what I really tried to bring to my character in the film, because I play Kyle's sister in the film, not Mike's. And my role in the film was to just kind of be the warm, loving.
Was that a huge stretch where you're like, I can't process this. He's my brother, but I'm not playing. Like,
well, it was weird actually, the scene where I hug him for Christmas, and you'll see we greet him. Yeah. Mike's going through a tough time. That was kind of weird because I was thinking about if that really was my brother's friend. But he is my real life brother, so I just had so much empathy for him in that scene. I was like, oh, I love you so much, but it's because obviously he's my real brother. But we grew up, we had so many, Mike played football when we were growing up, and we had so many football friends that sort of became adopted into our family. A lot of Mike's friends are like my brother, so it was easy to channel that. But definitely, working with Mike when we were at Cannes and we were standing on the red carpet, we were all holding hands, and he squeezed my hand and I squeezed his, and it was just this like overwhelming moment of just I was so proud of him. He's taken it
here
right now, and I've gotten to see it, I've gotten to be involved, and it was just this like moment of completion where I was like, this is the journey. It's just starting now.
The buzz is so good around it. It premiered at Cannes, and it's simulcast, and this is kind of a big next step for it.
Yeah, well, so they wanted to take it to Sundance because this is where we started. So unfortunately, we wished we could have premiered it here, but it just so happened that Cannes was during the timing. It just worked out better.
Gotcha.
So we just wanted to take it here. We're not in competition, but we're just happy to be here and have fun and just get the word out about it, because it's going to theaters March 20th.
Awesome. So that's great. Danny, thank you so much. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
It was a pleasure meeting you.
Now, next up is Judith Godrich. I think I am probably butchering that name. If you know me by now, it's that butchering names is a thing I do constantly. But Judith plays Kyle's fiance. This is the woman who is cheating on him with his best friend, Mike.
Well, I had a relationship with Topic Media, and, they were producing this film, and I think that they were like, oh my God, like, Judith could be this French woman, and they sent me Mike's first short film, which I was very impressed with, and the script.
Now, that's the one that it was the short version of this movie that became this feature.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was very inspired by the short film, and then I read his script, and he had a very specific voice. The script was really like nothing else I had read. It was almost European, and it felt, very personal, yet it wasn't small. It wasn't like, and I was like, this guy has a voice, has a tone that is really interesting. And even though the character, the part was really small, I was like, I'd like to be part of this.
How much input did you get in terms of workshopping the character from the start? Did you get
basically followed his very specific, he had very specific ideas about how he wanted me to act, almost like with a neutral tone, like something that does not really deliver any emotions or any information, which was a very specific tone that I tried to embrace as much as I could.
I imagine that was tough though.
Yeah,
but how did you overcome that? Like, how did you hone in and make that happen?
Well, I think, because every scene is one shot, I think it's like a dance, and it's almost as much as a physical work.
Every scene is one shot.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm seeing it for the first time.
Oh, okay, got it.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys had to meticulously rehearse and get everything down.
Yeah.
Was that tough?
We shot that scene in 3 days, between rehearsal and shooting, but it's just one scene, one shot. So it was intense.
Yeah, I imagine, but I am sure it was fun.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, and what do you take from this experience that you hope to bring into future projects?
Well, what I take from this experience is that, I find it great that someone who comes with a short film in Sundance, like then, the next thing he's doing his feature, and it just takes that, he's a first time director, and suddenly he's having this movie and everything's everyone wants to work with him now, and I think there was some sort of not a fairy tale story, but I think it's a really amazing
success. It's close.
Yeah. That's success awesome. Story. Yeah.
And next up is Gail Rankin. She plays another woman in Kyle and Mike's life that threatens to come between them and potentially ruin their friendship.
Let's talk about The Climb.
Let's talk about it.
Gail, tell me, look, because I haven't seen it yet.
Okay,
and
cool.
I'm so excited to see it.
Oh, amazing.
So give me some context. Tell me a little bit without spoiling anything about it.
So, as you might know, it's a dramedy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cinephile dramedy, mm-hmm. I would say.
I like
it's an
that.
Art house dramedy that centers around two men and their friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the woman, one of their fiancés, that kind of is becomes embroiled in that friendship in many different ways.
And do you remember getting the script or the first conversation, getting involved with this process?
I do. I remember people being so excited about the short. I remember that casting director Rebecca Dealey and Jessica Kelly are amazing, and they were very enthusiastic about the short, and everyone was very enthusiastic when it came out in 2018 at Sundance, and I watched it, and I was like, oh, this is serious. And then I read the script, and I was like, oh, yeah, I want to do this.
What was it that, because it seems like it's kind of romantic in a way. So it
sure,
seems like...
but it's also very universal. I found there's something. These men are extraordinary, and they kind of encapsulate not only like masculine qualities, but like feminine qualities, and like just human qualities, and the fact that like their relationship can withstand the turbulence that it endures during this film is a testament to like the who these specific men are, you know?
Yeah.
And they wrote them really specifically, and it's really unique.
Judith mentioned that every scene is done kind of in a single take.
Yeah.
What was that like? That's amazing.
It's insane. I mean, it's wonderful. I actually worked with the director, Alex Ross Perry, on a film called Her Smell that we actually shot in a similar way.
Yeah.
And so I was quite familiar.
You were already
with
a little
that.
Acclimated to that.
Yeah, and also coming from a theatrical background, I was used to working that way, rehearsing something, playing all the way through.
Yeah.
And it does give the film a really unique texture, and also like allows the comedy to kind of swell and, you know, quiet and become like, I think, really sophisticated and funny and deep and a lot like life, you know.
Yeah. Things like life are always
elevated life.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take it. I'm very excited.
Cool.
Gail, thank you so much for chatting with me.
And finally, we have the boys themselves, Michael and Kyle. So let's hear what they have to say about this movie.
How do you guys feel? Are you guys pumped about this?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Being simulcast, this is insanity.
I know.
But tell me a little, because I did not realize that every scene takes place in one take.
Like,
you guys
kind of
stayed.
Yeah.
So what was the idea behind that? What was the thinking behind
that?
We
hate editing.
Oh, gotcha. All right.
Yeah, we're just
it's
like,
that easy.
Yeah, it's not fun. No, long, it's tedious.
Right. No deeper creative process.
That's it. No.
Editing sucks.
Simplicity. We really like the idea of living in the moment with these characters and the immediacy of that.
Yeah.
And wanted to explore that sort of and almost like in a more elliptical storytelling in a more elliptical fashion, where we get 7 minutes, then we jump ahead some time, and then we get another 10 minutes, and we sort of get to like experience the moment to moment with these characters, and then figure out, and you don't get all the pieces in between in the story, so you don't fully understand, you don't get the whole thing. It's a little bit more active for the viewer. You got to sort of like figure out what's going on.
Gotcha. What do you have to say to that?
No, he said it better than I could ever say.
All right,
say.
There you go. Yeah. So as far as extending this from a short to a feature, what I've heard is that you guys kind of made the short in a way to pitch as a feature. Is that true?
Like, yeah, Sundance was really just like the biggest platform we could ask for with a short to turn it into a feature, because it gives an investor the vote of confidence to say, oh yeah, this is a Sundance short. It's a proof of concept for something
bigger. These
guys
may not like editing, but they can make a movie.
Maybe we'll let these two act in the feature as well instead of bringing in, you know, John C. Reilly to play Kyle, which I wanted to, by the way.
I would be down. I'd be okay with that, just to be clear.
John, if you're listening,
yeah.
You can come back and we'll do it.
We'll
in
do a reprise.
Digital effects.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. I'm so
thank
excited
you.
To
yeah.
watch
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Are you seeing it tonight?
I'm seeing it tonight.
That's awesome.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Have fun, okay?
So there you have it, short and sweet. Sadly, I only had time for a couple of questions with them, but I'm hoping to chat with them a little bit more once the film gets its release in March. So stay tuned for that. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. If you like what you're hearing, please feel free to give a 5-star rating to Missing Frames on iTunes. If you write a review and give a 5-star rating, I will read your review on a future episode. And what could be more exciting than that? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. You can also follow me at @YeSeanDorman on Twitter and on Instagram at @SeanDorman. And also make sure you're following The Nerd Party at @JoinNerdParty on Twitter and The Nerd Party on Instagram and Facebook. So thanks so much again. I will see you next time.